Amen. December 23rd. Hey, we all survived the Mayan prophecy. Today's message is titled, I Need a Savior. The word tells us in Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I love that verse. What do we need more than anything else in life? We need a Savior. I need a Savior. That's today's message. The word tells us in Luke 2:11, for unto you is born in this day in for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I don't know about you guys, but that gives me such peace in my heart and such an overwhelming abundance of warmth. That I can just feel the Holy Spirit within me when I think about that and the comfort that that gives. What is the true meaning of Christmas? Does anyone know? Xander? Jesus' birth, but it's simpler than that. Kristen? Love. Love is the true meaning of Christmas. Christmas is all about love. The word tells us in John 3:16. Say it if you know it. For God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. That's what Christmas is about. It's about the love that God has for us. The love that Christ has for us. The true meaning of Christmas is a celebration of this incredible act of love. That's what it's about. Think where you would be today if it was not for the love of God. If it were not for him loving you so much and not giving up on you. When you were dead in your sin and lost in this world. Think about the time where God actually reached out and touched you and changed your heart and poured out that overabundance of love, into your body to where you could feel that overwhelming sense, that urge, that pouring out, the spiritual awakening that we receive when God enters into our life. When the Holy Spirit pours out upon us and the hand of God reaches out and touches us. That's what it's all about. That overabundance of love that God finally reaches out and touches your life, pours it out into your heart and changes you because you have finally reached a point in your life where you're willing to accept it, where you're willing to trust and believe in God and the Word of God and the things that he has said. Think of all the ways in your life that God has shown his love for you. For many of us, it's on a constant basis. For many of us, it's on a constant daily basis. To see the hand of God working in our lives, to see the amount of love that he gives us. And it's very difficult to not dwell in the fact that we are so unworthy. Many of us here today, we don't have mansions, we don't have cars, we don't have a 6-digit bank account. But I know that every one of us here would say that we have all that we need and that our lives are truly blessed. And we are blessed because God has touched our lives. That, above all else, is the biggest blessing of all. That he sent his son to die for us. For us, who were so unworthy, so lost. It's a constant reminder for many of us that God is at work, that God hears our prayers, and that he's with us always. So then you think about the real Christmas story. And as Xander mentioned, Christ being born. How'd you say it? Jesus was born. So it's the story of God becoming a human being in the person of Jesus Christ. So why did he do this? Why did he? The word tells us in Philippians 2, 6, 7, and 8, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Christ was God. But he chose to take on the form of a servant and to be made in the likeness of men. Why did he do that? He was up there with the angels, living a life in paradise. Why would you do that? Why would you choose to leave there? Why? Because he loves us that much. So why is Christmas necessary? What's the true meaning of Christmas? And why did it happen? Why did he leave heaven and come to earth to humble himself and be a servant when he was a God? Living in paradise, had everything that he needed. He chose to leave there and come to earth, be a servant, be treated like crap. Sorry, Lord. To be treated the way he was. He didn't have to do that. But why did he? Well, not only because he loves us that much, but also because we needed a Savior. We needed to be saved. We celebrate Christmas each year out of gratitude for what God did for us, for what God has done for us. That's why we celebrate Christmas. We remember his birth by giving each other gifts. I know many people that sing happy birthday to Jesus on Christmas. My nephew wants to make him a birthday cake this year. We continue to show that gratitude to God, not only for what he's done, but we also do that, well, for what he's done, but in not only in ways of remembering his birth and giving the gifts, we also continue to thank God by worshiping him and to be willing to help those that are less fortunate. Now, like I said, we all don't have an overabundance to pour out, but we are willing to give all that we do have. We went Christmas caroling with the organization that we're a part of on Friday, and it was a humble group. There was only, what, 8 of us and a couple kids. But what we did was we visited 4 halfway houses in the city of Toledo. These people that are either in lockdown at one facility, not jail, but a recovery program, and other halfway houses for those that are less fortunate. These people don't have families. They do, but they're not with their families. They live in these halfway houses. And the abundance of love that we received and the warm reception, the first place that we went to was Harbor House? Aurora House? No. What was it? Okay, one of them. Anyway, the first place that we went to You know, it took us a while to get in the groove. It was the first one, and we didn't really practice. But even still, they welcomed us. They sang with us. Sparrow's Nest, that's what it was. And that was for women. And they were so abundantly grateful that we came, that we, and all we did was sing and brought the Christmas spirit and showed them the love that God has in our hearts. And it was abundantly, it was just such a blessing. And we had a great time. But, you know, those people, even in their own way, are blessed. They have a roof over their head, they have clothes on their body, and they have food in their belly. And they'll tell you that they're blessed. And we were able to bring the Christmas spirit to them because God has blessed us so much that we were able to share. And we were able to show them that even though things may look grim and not be what you think they are, the love of God still pours out in many ways abundantly. And that's what it's all about, because that's Christmas. It's about love, being together with your families. It's not about the presents. It's not about how much I get or how much I can do. How much I can do, which is give. It's about taking that time to remember what it's about, why it happened. It didn't have to be that way. Christ didn't have to be born of a man only to be crucified on a cross 30 years later. It didn't have to happen. But that was God's plan, because he knew that we would need a Savior. We seek his will in our lives, and we seek to walk worthy of him. It's not always the easiest thing to do. On Friday, I had a really bad day at work, and in my mind, I kept battling. You have so much to be grateful for. God has blessed your life abundantly. This too shall pass. But that other side of me just kept getting angrier and angrier, just because of the way, the unfairness, the inconsideration of others. It's very hard to not get so fuming angry at that type of thing. Not to say, don't you know who I am, but just to say, don't you see what you're doing? How you're treating other people? And then my mind goes right back to say, Brenda, be grateful. You're blessed. You can work. Many people can't get up even in the morning and go to a job. But yet God gives me that ability. Not many people can have the job that I have, that to work for a Christian company and to be so blessed to be able to support the kingdom in my home. I have so many things to be grateful for and to be thankful for. And I still get frustrated at knowing that the evil continue to thrive, that those that are evil within them continue to thrive. So then how do you get past that? You have to love them so much, because obviously they don't love themselves enough to surrender to Christ, to receive God's love. So I have to love them twice as much, because I can't change them. All I can do is change myself. And I have to continue to do what God tells me to do, and that's to love others greater than myself. It's very difficult when you continue to get taken advantage of and continue to get stomped on to show that love. And all I can do in my mind and in my heart is continue to remember Christ. That even when I was unworthy, he still came here and was born a man. He still says every day, Brenda, yes, you're a sinner, but I love you and you're worth it. And I have to do the same for other people. If I can't do it for them, then that Am I thinking in my mind that I'm better than God? That he did it, but I can't do it? Or that he did it, but I don't have to do it? We're called to love one another. It's not always easy. But if the love of Christ dwells within us, it's what we know to do. It's what we know what's right. It's what's right to do. Many times for me in my day, it takes somebody else's life to put mine into perspective. For me to see my blessings. Have you ever had somebody say to you, I don't think I could ever go through what you went through? Or have you ever said that to somebody else? And I know I'll have people say that to me and I'll think, but I can't go through what you're going through. We all have our crosses to bear. We all have our trials. We all have our tribulations. It's the way God works in our lives. It's applied specifically to us. But it all has the same purpose. It's all designed with the same goal in mind, and that's to draw us closer to the Lord, to allow him to do his mighty work in our lives. Because why? Because we need it. Without the love and the grace of God, we are nothing, dead in sin, dead to this world. We need a Savior. We needed that Savior to come 2012 years ago, almost 13, to save us from ourselves. To save us from our sin. And because of that, we have to focus on the reason why and have understanding. He didn't have to do it. Think if you would have done it. But there was no selfishness in him. He came and paid that penalty. Because of the love God has for us, he provided the only way for us to spend eternity with him. Without the birth, there'd be no death. Without our birth, there would be no death. But without his birth, there would be no death. And without that death and that atoning for us, that's where the atonement is. That blood shed on the cross, that's where our atonement comes. So we celebrate the birth of Christ, not because we know that he's going to die. It's kind of morbid. But we celebrate his birth to thank him for leaving the place where he was, from going to being a God to being man, and to setting the example for us. Because we know that we have an example to turn to. Christ walked this world. He walked this earth just as we did. He had trials and tribulations just as we do. They may have been different to his era. Than ours. You know, I don't think there's too many times nowadays where you have to worry about getting stoned to death. But that's what he had to worry about. He was still persecuted. He still had those that didn't like him. He still had those that mistreated him. He still had those that stabbed him in the back. Even his own people. Even his own family. Does it happen in our own families? Certainly. Even those that were closest to him. And he still even had those that were closest to him that were willing to die for him. Fight for him. To protect him. And in the next breath, say, I have no idea who that person is. There are so many examples in scriptures that we can relate to. Things that happen to him, happen to us. But above all those things, through all those things, Christ never stopped loving those, even those that came against him. It's difficult. It's very difficult. And there are days that we will fail. We won't do such a good job. And we have to be willing to accept that. Christ was perfect. We are not. I can't walk on water. But because of that love that God had for us, has for us, he provided the only way for us to spend eternity with him. The word tells us in Romans 5:8, but God commanded his love towards us in that yet while we were sinners, Christ died for us. While we were sinners, God knew it, still loved us that much to send his son to pay the penalty for our sins, to be born. So we celebrate his birth. We honor him by gift giving to others. We worship him, and we continue to remain obedient to him by entering into his house, giving back to the kingdom as he gives to us, by remembering him in our daily walk and trying to honor him as best as we can, because without God we're nothing, and we're called to trust in him and rely on him, because we're still sinners and we need him. We need his mighty hand to work in our lives. We need his mighty hand to open up our hearts and for his love to pour out. This is a great time of year to remember the love that God had for us. And it's a great time of year to share it with others. It was important for Jesus to take the form of a man and walk in this world so that he may pay that penalty, to fulfill God's plan for redemption for us. Remember to share the love of God with others today and in the next week, and always, as best as you can. Help those that don't know the true meaning of Christmas, that don't see what Christmas is really about. Tell your children, tell your nieces and your nephews that the greatest gift of all was the birth of Jesus. And it was done because that's how much God loves us. No matter how many presents you get or don't get, you've already been given the greatest gift of all. And without that birth, we wouldn't celebrate Christmas. There'd be no reason to. We have to remember our youth and make sure that they understand that it's not about the presents. That it's about the true meaning of Christmas, which is the love that God has for us. And it was done because we needed to be saved. My final scripture to you once again today is Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. That we may know his love always and hold on to it and allow it to be the strength that guides us. Amen. That's the word for today. Does anybody have anything to add? If all hearts and minds are clear, we can stand for dismissal.